Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of Bishop Michael Saltarelli's installation as the 8th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington, and Bishop Saltarelli is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time to be with me today on the program, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you.
Now, let's go back, if you will, to, I guess it would be the fall of 1995. You were an auxiliary bishop in the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey, rector of the cathedral there. You've just come through a visit from Pope John Paul II. He stopped in Newark as part of his trip, New York, Newark, and Baltimore, I think, on that trip to the U.S. And you get the news that you've been asked to be the bishop of the Diocese of Wilmington. Who told you that? Was it Archbishop McCarrick, or did...
It was the nuncio, Archbishop Cacciavillan, the nuncio who was the Holy Father's representative to the United States. It was at a meeting of bishops in Washington, and he pulled me aside and gave to me the, I would call it now, awesome news that I was to be the next bishop of the Diocese of Wilmington.
Now, Bishop Saltarelli, for those of us who don't know the insides of the church and the working of the hierarchy, did you have an option? I mean, were you just told? Or is it kind of a gray area there?
Gray area, yeah. Bordering on the non-option. I think that when the Holy Father asks you to take a position, certainly your whole life has been saying yes to the call of the Lord, and I saw in that the call of the Lord, and so how could I do otherwise but to accept it?
So it was January 23rd, I believe, of 1996. You were officially installed as the Bishop of Wilmington. What was that installation mass like?
It was magnificent. It was for me a little bit of heaven, or a lot of bit of heaven.
Yeah.
It was the church. In all of its glory placed before me, and I just felt so humble, felt so unworthy, and at the same time so grateful that I had been chosen to be shepherd of this particular portion of the vineyard of the Lord here in the Diocese of Wilmington.
The installation mass was held at St. Elizabeth's Church, is that correct?
Yes, it was.
And bishops from all over the region were there, and as well as all of our priests and so forth, yeah?
As well as some bishops, certainly bishops from the country, but also priests from the Archdiocese of Newark.
Uh-huh.
My fellow priests with whom I had labored the long 30 years.
Yeah. So what were your first impressions of the diocese, and have those first impressions changed?
My first impressions were that, again, what I had just experienced in meeting the priests and meeting some of the people was that this was indeed a very vibrant church. It was alive. It was well. It was exciting. And again, as I said, my only reaction was to thank God for this magnificent ministry that had been entrusted to me.
Soon after your arrival in Wilmington, you got settled in. You developed your 7 priorities for the diocese. How did those priorities come about?
They were not haphazard, as you indicated. Shortly after I arrived here, I felt one of the things, since geographically our diocese is rather huge, 5,500 square miles, compared to the 500 square miles that I had left behind me. So I realized that the people were not going to flock to Wilmington, so it was up to the Bishop of Wilmington to make his way to the various parts and distances that were the diocese. Not only the entire state of Delaware, but the very beautiful eastern shore of Maryland. And again, I began to ask questions and to perceive that there were certain needs that still had to be met. I didn't find a church in disarray. Certainly, my predecessor, Bishop Melby, did a magnificent job during his tenure here. But there was more to be done. There's always more to be done. when I leave here within a couple of years, there will be more to be done. And that's the way it should be. I recognize that one of the top priorities at the time and still remains for me a top priority is vocations to the priesthood and religious life. That we as a Catholic community are a Eucharistic community. And while we have a magnificent response on the part of the laity and the part of permanent deacons, the part of consecrated women, we still need our dire need of priests to celebrate for us the gift, which is the Eucharist, Christ's presence among us, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So that remains for me, even to this day, a priority. We've been blessed with so many wonderful, wonderful recently ordained priests. We are blessed with a good group of seminarians right now, but again, the need remains critical, and so that remains for me a top priority.
Mm-hmm.
Other areas of concern, ministry among the newly arrived Hispanics from certainly Mexico and other parts of Central and Latin America. My concern, again, for the unchurched African Americans in our midst, my concern for Catholic education, for college campus ministry, they remain pretty much part of my priorities.
Mm-hmm.
As I even celebrate 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. Now, of your many accomplishments over the last 10 years here in our diocese, Bishop, and I'm not going to start listing them because the program's not that long, but are there a couple of one or two of these accomplishments that give you the most satisfaction?
Because I'm very uncomfortable when you say my accomplishments. I hope they're the Lord's work. Mm-hmm. And certainly aided by a fantastic staff with whom I minister daily. But if we were to list some of those achievements, I would say certainly our focus on Hispanic ministry, mm-hmm. it's increased almost 1,000-fold. I'm so grateful that right now we number upwards of 27 masses in Spanish on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a good sign. We probably could add another 20 tomorrow had we the personnel to do just that kind of ministry. But and that's good, but again, always more needs to be done. I'm grateful to God for the success of our capital campaign, which enabled us to return to our parishes much, much needed financial assistance and also help us to build two additional elementary schools, which were critically needed in different parts of the diocese, as well as enlarging and expanding on our newest high school, St. Thomas More Academy in Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about future plans, Bishop? What lies ahead for the diocese?
What lies ahead is that we have to continue to focus on doing the best to spread the good news of Jesus Christ in our part of the vineyard. To focus in a very special way, as we have begun, on the needs for improving our catechetical programs. We recently issued a pastoral letter, which has become, I'm understanding now from what I hear and what I receive, has become pretty much a national document because it has been widely publicized throughout the country. I think, again, not only in our diocese, but throughout the United States, we have to focus in a very, very special way on all of our catechetical efforts to evangelize the baptized, to catechize the young people who are our treasure, and to help them to safeguard the treasures, which is our Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Bishop Michael Saltarelli, the Bishop of the Diocese of Wilmington. And tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of Bishop Saltarelli's installation as the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington. Bishop, for our listeners who may not be familiar with what a bishop does, what is a typical day like in your life?
a typical day is that there is no typical day. you wait for the surprise,
uh-huh.
The surprise of the moment. You get to the office as early as possible each morning, and you first thing you do is go through the mail, and the mail contains all kinds of positive, negatives, criticisms, bravos. Mm-hmm. And so you delve through that. I try to respond to all of the mail that I receive, especially, certainly, if people take the time out and do sign their correspondence, then I feel it only a matter of courtesy to respond to them, that I have received their mail, and certainly I take it under consideration. I do still like to visit in our hospitals when I'm aware of either our clergy, our religious, who might be in need of some healing prayer, as also the lay people who, when I'm told about certain people who are in need of a visit, I do continue to visit our schools, our catechetical programs, the various institutions and agencies and parishes throughout the diocese. So I'm not confined to a desk situation.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep that to a minimum and then to get out among the people. That's my joy and that's my nurturing, to be with God's people, because I always get more than I give.
Mm-hmm. So it's not meeting after meeting after meeting.
Oh, the meetings are there. God bless them. Certainly meetings with staff, meetings with different constituencies,
right.
Appointments, seeing people who have requested an appointment with the bishop. And again, I try to honor all of those as much as I can. But it is, as I say, geographically a vast diocese, and I do want the people in the farthest outposts of our diocese to know that they're just as special to the bishop as are the ones who are in my office every day.
Mm-hmm. What do you like least about your job? It's not a job, but you know, about being a bishop. That's right.
If a priesthood is a life.
Yeah, sure.
What I like least about it is I don't know what I like least about it. I've been so blessed throughout my priesthood. Throughout the priesthood that I share in and with and for Jesus Christ. I don't dare focus on the negative. Certainly mm-hmm. there are negatives. There are criticisms. There are a lot of areas in which we know we could be doing better. Certainly what we've had to be dealing with these past few years, the crisis of the sex abuse scandal, it's been a pain, mm-hmm. certainly a pain in the heart, a pain to our people. And again, in spite of it all, we continue to recognize that the Lord keeps the promise to be with us, even through these very, very difficult and stormy times.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about being the Bishop of Wilmington?
The fact that I can, as a priest, celebrate the Eucharist every day, mm. The fact that I can be a bearer of good news and be the proclaimer of that same news in so many different and wonderful ways, to get out to the different areas in our diocese, to visit all of our parishes, to meet with the children, that's exciting, and it remains exciting, and it will remain exciting until the day I die.
Mm-hmm. Now, you alluded to this a little bit earlier about, you know, in a few years, you'll reach the mandatory retirement age for a bishop, and you'll have to resign, turn your resignation into the Holy Father. Have you had any? Do you have any plans for after your retirement? I know we're pushing it. You have a few years to go.
No, but I do have plans.
Yeah?
I do have plans. First of all, you know, Pope Benedict XVI had recently chided a bishop who went up to him and said, Holy Father, I'm a retired bishop. And Benedict XVI said to him, there's no such thing as a retired bishop.
Mm-hmm.
You are a bishop in waiting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly you are relieved of the burden of administration, but you remain a bishop. And for me, I remain a priest. And it is my hope, my plan, that I will definitely remain here in this diocese and continue to minister as a priest of God and to be available to the new bishop, whoever he might be, and to accept whatever duties he might assign to me. So I will certainly be here and continue to be the priest that I know God wants me to be. Mm-hmm.
Bishop Saltarelli, we're blessed to have you here in our diocese, and we're also blessed and very grateful that you took some time out of your schedule to be with us today on Catholic Forum. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. Are you going to do anything special tomorrow to commemorate it?
And give thanks to God, yeah. And rejoice. And that's what the word is. You know, congratulations means we rejoice. Yeah. And I rejoice, not for myself, but rejoice that God has looked upon me and graced me with this fantastic gift of priesthood and certainly the episcopacy. And I'm grateful to God and to the wonderful people whom I am privileged to serve.
Thanks, Bishop Saltarelli.